Our local artist interview. And as always, I'm joined by Elizabeth and Colette this week in the studio. How are you guys?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So tell us all about the artist that you guys chose to interview this week. And I definitely feel it's a fan favorite.
Oh, yeah. So we interviewed Harrison Gordon
this week. Fan favorite.
Oh, yeah. He is one of the members of Chuck's Papas, who we've interviewed probably like 3 or 4 times at this point. We did our first live interview with them at the Castle Theater.
I was the one that did that one too, so this is my second time really interviewing Harrison. And as always, it was awesome. He's a nice guy.
He is super cool. He's super down to earth. He's very funny. I've noticed that about him.
Yes.
He has this great sense of humor. Tell me more about the interview.
Well, I asked him like questions about his future like performances. He's going to be performing at the Metro in Chicago.
Wow.
And it's going to be his biggest venue so far, which that's such a big accomplishment. I was like so happy that I got to interview someone with that much talent. Like, I have to go to that show.
That is incredible. And honestly, he deserves it.
For sure.
And like all of our local artists, they all work so hard at what they do. And it shows. It shows through their music. It shows through their talent, everything. And honestly, I'm just so excited. We got to jump right into it. Here's our local artist interview with Harrison Gordon.
I'm Harrison.
Okay, and what made you get into music and music writing?
I don't know. I kind of always was into, always wanted to be in a band and play music when I was a kid. I started playing in bands in middle school, doing like Blink-182 covers, trying to write original songs. And I played a lot of Guitar Hero as a kid. I think that's what got me to start playing guitar. I started playing, I'm a lefty and I play right-handed guitar because I learned from playing Guitar Hero. So I think just being around like rock music a lot as a kid and like watching School Rock all the time and stuff like that made me just kind of want to do it from a young age. And so then I just kind of figured out how to make that happen.
That's very cool. And who influences what you write about or your sound in general?
Yeah. Starting out, it was definitely a lot of like Green Day and Blink-182. I worshipped a lot as a kid and just kind of some of that older like 80s and 90s punk, like Descendants and Lagwagon and stuff like that, NOFX. And then as I got into high school, it became more of kind of the emo crop of band, so a lot of like the Modern Baseball and Title Fight and stuff like that. And that's sort of when I started really songwriting anyway. So those newer age like 2010s emo bands and alt rock bands, whatever you want to call it, like Joyce Manor, Jeff Rosenstock, the band Pup, Mom Jeans, stuff like that.
You were the opener for Mom Jeans, right?
No, I'm friends with the bass player of Mom Jeans, and so I was hanging out with them at their Chicago shows, and I got to hop on and play part of one of their songs during their set.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. What do you think makes your music unique and stand out?
I think it's just a newer blend of a lot of old things is I think why people have been attracted to it. Because in kind of the rock world, there's no way you can make anything that is like really original or new. You know, there's nothing you can really make that people are like, whoa, I've never heard anything like this before. But I think it's a blending of some stuff that usually isn't blended together. A lot of people don't mix a lot of that like Midwest emo kind of sound in with the more punk stuff in a way that feels natural. And I feel like that's, if we accomplish one thing, it's just kind of blending in certain sounds and certain influences in a way that I think is pretty seamless.
For sure.
Myself in the face, oh, to a need.
And then, is the Metro in Chicago going to be one of your biggest venues? And if it isn't, what is the biggest venue you've played?
Yeah, that'll be the biggest venue we've ever played. It's also, all four of us, the most excited we've ever been to play a venue. Really excited for that show in general. But just that's been a place I've been pilgrimaging out to shows since I was in, like, early high school. Like, I remember, like, skipping a math final I had one year and failing a class because I wanted to go see the band Pup in Chicago. So bad. And so getting to play there is like a really, really, really trippy for all of us.
That's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, thank you. And then besides the castle last night would have been the biggest venue, and I think the most people we've ever played too.
Yeah. Oh, that looked awesome. I was so sad I had to miss it. Yeah. It looked awesome. Yeah. And then if you could open for any artist, who would it be?
That's a good question. There's a lot. The interesting thing is there's a certain artist I would like to open for just because I like, but also like certain artists, just my business booking brain is like, okay, what would their fans want? And so like maybe opening up for the band Pup or the band Joyce Manor, I feel like would be really, really cool, especially for like a
tour. Yeah,
or a band like Mom Jeans.
Very cool. And then do you have any new music coming soon?
I'm working on some stuff. Sort of taking some time because we're still kind of in the heat of pushing this past record. But
for sure.
Stuff, taking a little bit of time, trying to not rush a process.
That's a good idea. Yeah. And then what has been your favorite memory during the years of you making music and being in bands?
There's a lot of memories from just this band, especially since we'll travel out for a lot of shows. I think the one that I think we'll remember all like forever is driving 16 hours last summer to play in Rhode Island to one guy. I think
that's crazy.
I think that is just a moment, and all the other bands, but one ticket sold. And I think that was something that we were like, the fact that we did that, the four of us, and we were all just like, all right, whatever. I think that's that was real, yeah, that was a real testament of like, man, I think we're a durable bunch. Hey, I'm Harrison Gordon, and you're listening to my song Kirby Down B here on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
Thank you again to Harrison Gordon for being our local artist interview this week on New Music Monday. Again, I'm joined by Elizabeth and Colette in the studio. So tell me, you guys, what were some more standout moments for this interview for you guys?
It was definitely just awesome to, like, talk to him and just get to know him better. Because even though, like, we go to shows and we'll just have like a casual conversation. I'm not really asking too much about like the behind the scenes process. Right. To be able to like sit in on these interviews and like actually hear how he like creates the music that he does is really cool.
Oh, and for sure.
I really liked hearing who he like bases his music off of, who he gets inspiration from. And then it was cool to hear how excited they are to be playing together and how he likes his band and how excited they are for the Metro. I thought that was awesome.
Oh, for sure. They seem like such a little close-knit bunch of group. And like even with him and Chuck's Papas too, they're so close too, but they're in their own ways. So it's really cool to see him in his two different bands and like the diversity in his music that can go either way for that. So it's really cool. He's super talented.